Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
And on this beautiful Friday morning, with a promise of rain this afternoon, we hope we say a very warm welcome to John Richards. Hi, John.
I've heard that before. Promises, promises.
I know, I know.
A good morning, yes. Isn't it wonderful that the rain will be later in the day? We always say it's going to be a great day. Sun all day. Maybe rain later, it'll be even better.
Exactly.
Now, you might have picked up on the story of Robben Island and their new, well, relatively new energy mix there, but it's to do with reducing the carbon footprint of Robben Island. Yes, Robben Island has a particularly high carbon footprint because they've always had to provide power there, electrical energy, and the only way to do that was by, well, diesel generation, and that's an expensive business. So people on Robben Island, whoever they are, and we know who they were, they were getting subsidized electricity, no longer, because now they have a microgrid on Robben Island. And here to explain what a microgrid is and the whole project is Dom Wills, Chief Executive Officer of Solar Future Energy. Nice to have you around, Dom. I know you're here for the African Utility Week, big powwow get-together of all the energy guys here in Southern Africa. How does your Robben Island microgrid work?
Yeah, so thanks for having me on. I think initially, as you correctly pointed out, Robben Island is not connected to the national grid in any way, so it's totally isolated. There's no sort of undersea cable or anything connecting it historically. And so up until now, the way that they've been getting energy or electrical energy is by actually putting diesel onto a boat, onto kind of a barge, and actually shipping it out.
That's pretty expensive.
Pumping it into a bunker, and then from there, you know, burning it. And not only is that very dirty, and it's you know, you can actually see those diesel generators as tourists when you come in. The room, the sort of big diesel area is right there. It's not only dirty, and it's enormously expensive. Mm. So whatever the diesel price is, normally you
and it's greenhouse gas emissions and its carbon footprint.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, the island itself is actually a international heritage site, so it's actually governed by very strict environmental regulations as well. And the animals and birds and so on that live on the island, they're all very protected. So you could say that the traditional way that they were creating energy was very much anti what the island is actually about. So South Africa has one of the best solar resources in the world. It's probably in the top 5 or 10% of any country in the world.
And your company's at the cutting edge. You're in this new business.
We're in this new business, yeah. And so what we did is Robben Island awarded us this contract to say, right, we've got a certain budget. Let's take this island completely off diesel if we can. And so we looked at an area that they demarcated. It was actually the old cricket field that wasn't being used anymore. It was actually never really used all that
much
anyway.
So the photovoltaics are about the size of a cricket field.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about 1 hectare of
land. And that provides energy for about half the requirements. The sun doesn't shine at night, of course.
That's right.
So you need batteries.
That's right. You need batteries. So so what actually happens there on the island is that, in general, the energy usage is not all that high, apart from one very big consumer, and that is the desalination plant. Mm. So they, much like they're not connected from electricity, they're also not connected to any water supply. So what they do is they pump seawater out of the ocean, and they fill these tanks, and they run a desalination plant, and that actually uses a lot of energy. Mm. So that's the primary use of energy on Robben Island. And so what we've really done is we've created this sort of big field of solar panels. It takes up about 1% of Robben Island's total footprint, and we've used that to essentially create a huge bulk supply of energy during the daylight hours. And whatever doesn't get used as it's being produced goes into a big lithium-ion battery, which is quite a sort of new
technology. Same sort of
battery
that you've got in your cell phone, but this is an industrial scale.
Yeah. Same, very similar chemistry to that, designed slightly differently because your cell phone battery is designed to last sort of between 2 and 4 years, whereas this battery is designed to last 15 to 20 years.
Ah, yes, I was going to ask about that. You've answered that one. So, really, you'll be cutting down the carbon footprint. There's still a need for diesel backup generation, and it's called a microgrid because now there is a little microgrid on Robben Island.
Yeah.
But it's not connected anything at all to the South African major grid.
Yeah, that's right.
And it saves, I think I've got some figures here, 250,000 tons of carbon dioxide, etc., per annum, and it reduces the carbon footprint and all the good things. Really nice indeed to know about this, and it's a great showcase for people and tourists visiting the island.
Yeah.
And you're taking your colleagues from all over the electrical industry on a special trip to see it later next week.
Well, the microgrid there has got a particular relevance for Africa because the model that Africa is going to be following in terms of electrification is very different to what the rest of the world has been doing for the last 100 years. So centralized energy has been the way that all the current first world countries have been running, and centralized energy is coal-fired power stations in very
big grid
specific areas. Yeah.
So we're moving away from that.
Moving away from that, and Africa actually has already done this in terms of the telecoms infrastructure. Mm. Africa went straight to cell phones. There's no fixed line telecoms industry in Africa, and much similar model is being followed now on electricity.
I can see that we're going to have to invite you for a longer talk about this because you've been wrestling with this in your whole career and establishing the company, Dom. But thanks very much for dropping in this morning just to lift the lid on the Robben Island microgrid, which is becoming an important thing now.
Yeah.
And congratulations to it. And I'll put in all the links here so that you can chase it up if you're on the net. The website is www.solarfuture. That's the name of Dom's company. He's chief executive of Solar Future Energy. That's solar without the R. solarfuture.co.za. Read all about it. And when you next visit Robben Island, take some time out to have a look at the impressive photovoltaics.
Yeah.
Dom, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
Wow, what an interesting story. And if you'd like to hear more about that or hear this interview again, then do go to our webpage, www.fmr.co.za, and in a couple of hours, look under podcasts, and this edition of Being Green will be podcast.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get REMAX. Care, consciousness and commitment. At REMAX, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem. Skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. REMAX. Above the crowd. FM.